Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary and grandmother to three autistic children. Last week, we talked about winter wellness. And one of the ideas we explored was viewing sleep not as laziness, but as an act of care. Because these darker months naturally ask more of us. Our bodies want warmth, quiet, and rest. So today, I'd like to help you create your own sleep preparation ritual. Something personal and flexible that fits around your evenings, your family life, and your reality. This isn't about perfection or another thing to get right. It's about finding small, repeatable actions that gently tell your body and mind, it's safe to slow down now. Many of us finish the day in a rush, clearing dishes, sorting uniforms, replying to messages, getting one more thing done before we drop into bed. But when the body has been on high alert all evening, it can't just switch off. A sleep preparation ritual works like a bridge. It helps you cross from the busy energy of the day into the slower rhythm of night. And that bridge doesn't need to be long. Even 10 or 15 minutes of gentle transition can make a difference. Think of it as building a small, familiar routine that your nervous system learns to recognize as the signal for rest. Start by thinking about when you could realistically begin winding down. For some parents, that's when the kids are finally asleep. For others, it's earlier, maybe when you've dimmed the lights or switched to quieter activities. The key is consistency. If you can give yourself even 10 minutes before bed most nights, you're already doing something powerful. Maybe your ritual begins once the dishwasher is running or when the last light in the hallway goes off. Let that moment become your cue. Now it's my turn. The body responds to sensory signals. So think about what helps you feel calm through your senses. You might dim the lights or switch to a warm lamp. Change into softer clothes. Put your phone on silent and move it away from the bed. If you can't light a candle because of safety or curious little hands, try scent in another way. A dab of lavender oil on a tissue tucked by your pillow, or a spritz of something calming on your blanket. The idea is to give your body consistent sensory messages. This is the time we slow down. Every good ritual has a small act of comfort. It could be making a warm drink once the house is quiet, writing down three things that went well today, no matter how small, listening to music or a podcast as you tidy up. Sitting for a few moments on the couch with a blanket, even if the TV is still murmuring in the background. If your evenings are noisy or unpredictable, your ritual might simply be closing the bathroom door for 5 quiet breaths while you brush your teeth. It all counts. You're not trying to create silence. You're creating softness. Many parents find that bedtime is when thoughts start to crowd in. The list for tomorrow. The worries. One small step that helps is to give the mind a place to put those things. You might keep a notebook by your bed where you jot down tomorrow's tasks, just to get them out of your head. Or you could say quietly to yourself, "That's for morning me to handle." Some people like to end their day with a simple sentence, such as, "Today is done. I've done enough." These gentle closures help the mind understand it's safe to stop thinking for now. Lastly, think about your environment. Is your bedroom helping you rest or holding leftover energy from the day? You could clear the bedside table. One small tidy space can calm the mind. Keep lighting low and screens out of sight if possible. Add a soft throw or cushion that feels inviting. Again, no pressure to make it perfect. Even one small adjustment can shift how your body feels when you lie down. And if you share a room or can't control all the noise, focus on what you can influence. Your breath, your blanket, your thoughts. So your personal sleep ritual might look something like this. You load the dishwasher, dim the lights, change into a soft top, and write down tomorrow's tasks. You make a cup of chamomile tea, listen to a few minutes of mellow music, and say to yourself, "I've done enough." Or it might be shorter. A stretch, pillow spray, and lights out. The structure doesn't matter. The intention does. Your ritual is your way of telling your body, "It's safe to rest. I deserve this quiet." And with repetition, those simple acts become a signal your nervous system recognizes, a kind of muscle memory for calm. So this week, I invite you to notice what might become part of your own evening wind down. You don't have to overhaul everything. Just begin with one or two small repeatable actions that feel kind to you. Sleep is one of the most generous forms of self-care we can offer ourselves. And yet, it often asks the least. It just asks us to pause. If you'd like to explore more well-being practices for parents, you'll find free resources and past episodes at diversewellbeing.ie. And if this episode helped you, sharing it with another parent who might need rest can help us all slow down together. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.